Tech Talk is brought to you by Bose. Stay home and entertained with Bose.
Welcome to Tech Talk with David Dundee. If you've got questions, you want to find out more about something, drop me a line, david@fmr.co.za. Otherwise, that podcast, as always, at fmr.co.za. Tis the season for operating systems, with Mac Monterey and Windows 11 coming out or about to come out and betas around for people like me to play with. And I'm lucky enough to be one of those people. Let's start with the Mac operating system Monterey. So this is the latest version of the software that runs your Mac. And the most exciting thing, in my opinion, that they've put in here is something called universal control. If you've upgraded your Mac to the latest system and your iPhone or your iPad, you can use one keyboard and mouse across multiple Apple devices. They need to be phones and iPads. But the operating system automatically detects that they're right next to your computer and you just carry on typing. So somebody SMSs you, you don't need to do it on your Mac anymore. You can use your keyboard and just type on your phone. Quite wonderful. There's also a new AirPlay to Mac option. So if you're AirPlaying movies, games, photos, or music, whatever it might be, you can use your Mac as a speaker for multi-room audio. I like that. Then FaceTime, and this is across all the Mac devices, use spatial audio. So you can tell the voices sound like they're coming from where the person is positioned on the screen. And also there's voice isolation across all the devices. So you can set it to only get your voice or get the ambient voice as well. And there's wide spectrum sound mode for multiple calls participants in the same room. And there's even a portrait mode in FaceTime that blurs out the background, which a lot of other video systems have, but this is much like iPhone Photos did. And then there's Focus, which is again from the iOS system, but when you press on your thing that you at home, you might have only certain people able to call through or only certain apps send you messages, but when you're in work mode, you'd have different things come, or when you're in Do Not Disturb, even more. And then another nice feature is live text and visual lookup. You can copy and paste from letters from photographs or from the cameras. Brilliant stuff. And then Safari gets a major revamp. And then there's a lot of privacy stuff. So mail privacy protection, it prevents emails from using tracking pixels, but that'll only be in Apple Mail, of course. And then there's a Mac recording indicator that now lets you know if a Mac is using the microphone, which is very cool. A little dot comes up. Now we get to Windows 11, the much-expected Windows 11. And the big change here is Android apps. You can actually run Android phone apps on your Windows PC. Microsoft will have an app store, which is an interesting collaboration in and of itself. And this is game-changing that you can actually – and by the way, the Mac also allows you to run iPhone apps, but having Android apps on a Microsoft device is quite a big step change, and that's going to be exciting. A lot of Android-specific apps have a lot of usability, particularly on things like home automation and the like. So this is a wonderful new entrance for Windows 11. And then you get widgets, which are of dubious value, but you can now run widgets in OS. And then you have virtual desktops. So you can set up different environments and switch between them, which is something that Mac has had a version of for quite some time. And then lastly, Microsoft Teams is built into the OS. So it's native. You don't go into an app. You can just run Teams. But that's only if the people you're networking with are running Teams too, of course. And then there's something called Snap Layouts, which you've got various programs running in various windows. This allows them to collect into preset templates, and that basically means that those apps, you can select it, they tile to fill your screen, which is quite a nice way of getting rid of that horrible clutter that most of us have when you're running more than one app at a time. Now to the cost of both the operating systems. On the face of it, both of them are free, and I'm going to say that's a little bit ish. On the Mac, yes, it is free, and you can run it on your older Mac, but only some features will work for those who aren't on an M1 Mac. So buyer beware. And then, but you can upgrade regardless of what Mac you have if it isn't steam powered. The Windows upgrade is also free to 11 if you're sitting on 10. But, and there is a caveat, you have to have a chip that can handle the upgrade. And that means only very recent laptops and PCs would work. Otherwise, it just can't be run. So if you don't have a new computer, your upgrade to Windows 11, not so much. But I think there's a lot to be looked forward to in the world of personal computing. And that's it on a good update. And I do recommend you upgrade as soon as they come out. If you are available for the betas, I wouldn't recommend you run them on your primary machines until they are launched officially. And that's it for this week. It's been David Dondi. It's been fun. And if you've got questions, you want to find out more about something, david@fmr.co.za. Otherwise, if you want to go back and listen, the podcast is always at fmr.co.za.
Tech Talk was brought to you by Bose. Stay home and entertained with Bose. Lately, you find yourself spending more time streaming TV shows or movies. So, let's turn your everyday living room into a home cinema. Bose TV speakers and soundbars provides premium sound and clarity for all your entertainment. And if you're an FMR listener, you'll get 5% off your purchase. Visit the Bose store at 49A Somerset Road, Greenpoint, or shop online at soundimports.co.za. Stay home and entertained with Bose.